Well, there are lots of buggies made out of plastic.
What about out of wood?
Well, they made buggies way back yonder out of wood,
mm-hmm.
out of cedar wood.
Mm-hmm.
You see no more of those. I'd say those out of fashion. Those mm-hmm. all gone. You ever see one? Made out of cedar, it'd be red cedar, just pretty bucket, and every time you take a drink of water, it tastes like cedar.
Mm-hmm.
But ordinary, they don't make them no more.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen one 30 years.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Would be none.
Mm-hmm.
Both would be a water bucket.
Uh-huh. What about something you could carry food out to the hogs in?
You'd have a garbage can. Just a garbage can, a bucket. Now,
well, what would you call that bucket?
Well, nothing but a slop bucket.
Uh-huh.
You call that a slop bucket. Now you take this with you. You might go out there and get an old 5-gallon grease can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you clean all old grease out of it. You're going to take it for a slop can.
Mm-hmm.
Put all your slop in that can. When you're ready to feed the hog, all you got to do is catch it by the bell and go on out and feed them. Huh?
Mm-hmm. What do you put the food in for the hogs?
What you put your food in?
Uh-huh.
Well, general now, it's for pen. You can use corn. You know it's in the crib, in a corn crib. You can use wheat shell. It's in a sack.
Mm-hmm.
You can give them a little slop around the house. What you wash dishes, have some old bread in or something, you know, and just pour it.
What do you pour it in?
Pour it in your can.
Hog trough.
Pour it in a hog trough when you feed. You mean when you feed your hog?
Uh-huh.
Pour it in there. You have to cut.
See,
yeah, you call that a hog trough.
Uh-huh. If you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four.
Hog trough.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Where would you keep hogs if you were going to fatten them?
Well, you put them in a fattening pen.
Mm-hmm.
A small, something like a 10 by 10 or 10, 12 by 12 or
mm-hmm.
just in a pen up off the floor.
Uh-huh. Are there any
fattening
other,
pen.
Any other kinds of pens for hogs?
No, not for a fattening hog.
Mm-hmm.
You put him in a fattening pen. Of course, if you got a big pasture, hog has big pastures, general run. Maybe you have 2 or 3 acres in pasture, hog pasture. You might have 5 acres in hog pastures onto your plantation you have, see?
Mm-hmm.
Then you put them in that 5 acres while they come up here to the house and get the food.
Mm-hmm.
You feed them in this trough and they come get the food. They be there often than you want to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they eat up more.
Uh-huh. You know when you raise cotton, what sort of work would you do?
Well, when you raise cotton, the first thing you do, you break your land up.
How?
Huh?
With what?
Well, generally, the old way, with a mule.
Uh-huh.
Then when you broke it up with a mule, you rolled it up, planted your cotton.
Well, you'd have a mule and a
plow.
Uh-huh.
Hook the mule to the plow, have gills on it, single tree for the hook your traces on. And you plow that mule, and that's where you raise cotton.
What if you had two mules? You'd say you had...
You'd have two mules, you have a double tree.
Uh-huh.
Double tree is a long tree. One end of the single tree on this mule here, mm-hmm. and the other end of the single tree on him here, you see.
Well,
hook them each mule to a single tree.
Uh-huh. Well, when you have those two mules working together, you say you have a...
Double team.
Okay.
They call that a double team.
What about a pair?
A what?
A pair.
Pad.
Uh-huh.
That's a pad you put under the mule collar to keep the hames from waking on his shoulder. The hames are iron, wood, and you got a collar on the mule.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you put a collar on the mule.
Mm-hmm.
When you put a collar on him, you got hames to wake in that collar.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you put a pad under that collar to keep from waking against the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Keep his shoulders from getting sore.
Mm-hmm. So what different kinds of plows are there?
Well,